The first legal marijuana stores in Washington are scheduled to open tomorrow. The Liquor Control Board issued the first 24 retail licenses early today. But state officials warn of high prices and short supply in the beginning. Even so, that's not keeping away some would-be customers. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
So I'm walking up on 420 Carpenter. This is a recreational marijuana retail location that has received its license, one of the first. I can see there's a surveillance camera out front. The deadbolt is locked, and I'm going to knock and see if anybody's here. No answer, but as I was standing there, Bobby Johnson wandered up. He was scouting this location on behalf of some local users of the social networking site Reddit. We both observed the location seemed kind of out of the way, in the back of an office park.
It's very nondescript, but I'm sure everyone will know where it's at very soon.
The owner told me by phone that he plans to open on Friday. Johnson says he'd like to be one of the first customers.
I might drive by and see if there's an insane line. If there's not, then yeah, I probably will.
How do you plan to use recreational marijuana in your own life?
Well, I'm a little more excited about the edibles once that becomes available. I'm not really a big smoker.
Eventually, legal pot shops will sell edibles, but that part of Washington's nascent legal recreational marijuana marketplace isn't ready yet. For that matter, much of the legal pot crop isn't either.
It is a real issue.
Randy Simmons is deputy director of Washington's Liquor Control Board. He expects some grumbling.
And I would just say, give it time. You know, this is day one of this infant starting to walk.
Speaking of kids, Simmons says the state will be running stings to make sure stores don't sell to underage customers. Back outside 420 Carpenter, another would-be customer has shown up. Retiree Rick Stevens has used marijuana medically for a bad back. Now he's ready to become a recreational user.
Makes food taste better and music seems to sound better. And
what will be the soundtrack to your first legal marijuana high?
Probably Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Picking away the moments that make up a dull day.
On the Pot Beat in Lacey, Washington, I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.